They're set up to sell a million records, and if you don't sell a million records, you're gone. It's not like the 70s where a record label would stick with you. They don't give you much of a second shot.
A decade ago, James Maddox's band Wood seemed poised for success, but things didn't quite go as planned. Now, James is back with his debut solo album, Sunrise on Avenue C, and he's ready to answer a question that's been nagging the music business. Whatever happened to that guy? This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. It was about 11 years ago that Wood were about to hit it big. With their album out on Columbia Records, a single that was doing pretty well, their music featured on TV and in the movies, and they were touring with the likes of Paula Cole and Train. Lead singer James Maddox moved to the U.S., got married, and began recording his follow-up. But then things started to get hairy. He eventually found himself dropped by Columbia, his album unreleased, and divorced. James was down, but he wasn't out, and he spent those years writing and recording an album of well-crafted, timeless tunes. The album's inspired by his adopted hometown here in New York, and, as he told me in FUV Studio A, by the work of other artists he admires.
It's quite clear that you draw a lot of inspiration from the great songwriters, the craftsmen. Who would some of those guys be, and what are some of the models that you kind of hold up?
I guess it's Springsteen and Love, Neil Young, Bob Dylan, Paul Simon, The Beatles, Van Morrison. I think sometimes he's not mentioned in the great songwriters of our times, but Van Morrison is one of the greatest songwriters of our times, and I love his simplicity. Tom Petty as well. I like the way Tom Petty constructs his songs. They're very simple, seemingly. And that simplicity gives them this inner strength. Mm-hmm. So I'm always looking for a strong melody line at the front that I can live with and sing over time. But they're my kind of heroes, I guess, for songwriting. I also like, you know, I like Hal David and Burt Bacharach. Those kind of songs are undeniable. The Motown, you know, it's the songs that we think, oh, how can we live without that song?
You say you don't care what I do when I'm not seeing you, but I wonder if that's really true. Wonder if that's really true. You're a better person than me. That's not very hard to be. Now at least you got
I love the image that's in my head right now of people listening in their car going, wait a minute, I know that guy. That's the guy from Wood.
Yeah.
You know, does that, that must happen to you?
It was a lot, actually, you know, since the Facebook thing and the MySpace, people write to me all the time saying, you know, I remember that, I love that Wood record. I wonder what happened to you. I'm so glad I found your new record and how much the Wood record really meant to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And it's very touchy now. I get a lot of people, you know, I did a house party the other day at this guy called Charlie Phillips' house, and he was a beautiful, fantastic event, you know, and he said that he loved how much the Wood album meant to him. And there's a lot of people that it really has a resonance with, you know, so very, very delighted to stand behind the Wood record with this new one.
Mrs. Neil got up today, shopping down in Holloway. The purse got stolen on the bus. Did someone see? 'Cause someone must. Subway's booming from a passing car. Shakes the dogs and makes them bark. They're digging up the road again. I'm buying shares in MBM. Phones go ringing on the bus all day. Girlfriend saying I'm on my way, yeah. When the song's out, I wanna be with the one I love. I wanna know what she's thinking of. She's still in love when the song's out.
That's James Maddock live with When the Sun's Out and Chance. The new album is Sunrise on Avenue C. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.